This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 24th National Earthquake Safety Day being marked today. Government sends relief supplies to Afghani citizens. And monitoring group claims tsunami threat over after huge Pacific volcano eruption. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad has stressed cooperation for disaster risk management. Addressing an event organized by the Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC today on the occasion of 24th National Earthquake Safety Day Bikram Sambat 2078, Minister Khad emphasized cooperation and coordination among the three-tier government to reduce the risk of natural disasters as well as to carry out post-disaster operations such as search, rescue and relocation and rehabilitation among others. He also underscored the need to consider building quick, resilient infrastructures and called for launching civic education for the same. The National Earthquake Safety Day is celebrated on the second day of Nepali month of Magh in commemoration of the earthquake that hit the country on the same day in Bikram Sambat 1990. The 24th National Earthquake Safety Day is being marked today under the theme Earthquake Awareness, Safe Structure. In context of the rapidly spreading Omicron variant of the COVID-19, the Home Minister said that it was the responsibility of the government to save the lives of the citizens from COVID-19. Similarly, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Bidya Sundar Sakya opined that almost all of us had experienced the tremor of the Gorkha earthquake in 2015, which, he said, had incurred damages beyond our imagination. He shared that the metropolis had introduced a code of conduct for building quake resilient houses. According to Mayor Sakya, the delay in the reconstruction of the quake damaged houses in many places in the Kathmandu district had further loomed the risk for the people. The event was attended by the Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Tik Narayan Pandey, IGP of Nepal Police Shailesh Thapa, IGP of Armed Police Force Shailendra Khanal, among others. The government of Nepal has sent humanitarian and relief materials to the citizens of Afghanistan on behalf of the Nepali people today. The government sent 12 tons of humanitarian aid, relief materials including medicines and clothes to Afghanistan, which is facing a major humanitarian crisis of late. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka said the relief materials including medicines have been dispatched to Kabul through a special flight of the Himalaya Airlines. Minister Dr. Khadka said the humanitarian assistance package means moral responsibilities of Nepal as a member state of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC, to help others in need. The government is administering booster doses against coronavirus from today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the booster doses will be inoculated to the frontline workers from January 16th and to all senior citizens above 60 years as well as those completing 6 months of full dose vaccine from January 28. The ministry has directed the Provincial Health Directorate, Province Health Supply Management Centre and all 77 health offices for administering the booster dose. The meeting of the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow, has been put off due to special reasons. Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Bharat Raj Gautam, said the meeting has been postponed until further notice in accordance with Rule 6 of National Assembly Regulations, Bikram Sambat 2075. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The 24th National Earthquake Safety Day being marked today. Government sends relief supplies to Afghani citizens. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Stay tuned and have a good day.